All ready for it. I've been looking forward to talking to you because somebody had gotten me hooked on your podcast. We'll talk
That's
about
awesome.
That here a little bit later for sure. But want to ask you kind of what are you doing this week? Obviously, you got a week before Mid-Ohio. Just kind of taking the week to relax?
Yeah. We just moved into a new house, so we're sorting all that out right now. And then I'll probably play some golf. I'll definitely make the most of my off weekend, that's for sure.
Oh, I didn't realize you were a golfer. I mean, what's your handicap? Pretty good?
Yeah, I play off 9, so that's my handicap. I've been working really hard on that. I want to try and get it down a little lower. I'm actually going to go get fitted for a putter this afternoon, actually. So, I'm working on my game in the right areas, I think, to hopefully help me move lower down the handicap range. But, I love golf and definitely find it a relaxing time for me away from the racetrack.
For sure. As a golfer, I totally understand that. So, it's relaxing until you end up in the woods. But, we all understand that.
Then it's satisfying when you get it out of there.
Nice. All right. Well, Mid-Ohio coming up next week. Obviously, the defending champion from the Honda 200. Do you look forward to getting to Mid-Ohio, and does coming off of a win a year prior give you a little extra kind of boost going back?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can go to a racetrack as the defending champ, that's a confidence booster in itself, not only for you, but also your team of people, around you. I'm proud of that, and I'm excited for what we have ahead in terms of trying to defend and trying to go back-to-back because, winning there last year was pretty special. Being on the fourth weekend, it was the first time we actually raced on the July 4th weekend, and, to win there on a very patriotic sort of weekend was really special and in a place that has a lot of history in the IndyCar series. So, really excited for what is the first sort of race anniversary for IndyCar in Mid-Ohio.
Yeah, for sure. And I was just talking to David Malukas a little earlier, and we were talking about the history of it, and Mid-Ohio being only the second track as far as races for IndyCar behind Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The history of a racetrack, I know, stands out to a lot of drivers, but what does it mean to win at a track that has that much history and the names that have won at places like that?
Oh, it's super special, and I've been very lucky to win at places that have got a lot of history, with St. Pete and Mid-Ohio and Portland, and, that they are, coming to Mid-Ohio and seeing, the people that wait before you, the Andretti's and Mears and everyone like that, and people that tested there, it's a special track, and, to win there, a difficult track too that requires a lot of risk versus reward and trying to figure that out, on my second year, I was really, really proud of that.
Now, I was going to ask you about the racing at Mid-Ohio. Obviously, this one has a little unique design at it. You start on the back stretch, and then you have right down downhill into that 90-degree right-hander and then up into madness in turn 5. How challenging is a start on this track, whether it's the initial start or any of the restarts?
Yeah, look, I've started at the back and the front now, and, definitely no different, front or back. It's difficult, but I feel like we also are all very aggressive as IndyCar races, so it's our own issue that we've got to sort out. But we know that it's a small layout, it's a tight layout. You can pass there, but it's a lot easier if you qualify well and you've got track position. And we know that the biggest opportunity for us to get track position is at the race start. And a lot of aggression shown, but I feel like a lot of respect as well. And I think that's what the fans I've seen, and they always have a great vantage point, between 3 and 5 and, all that, the hill and lots of people on their flags and whatnot. It's it's a super awesome weekend.
Now, with the surface on this track is some 20-plus years old, and I know you guys race on a lot of old surfaces, but how much does that impact the strategy, the reds versus the blacks, getting those softer tires maybe starting earlier?
Yeah, look, people do an awesome job at trying to provide us with a tire that we can really fight with and change the strategies up. But, it changes every year. But, one thing, Mid-Ohio is very difficult to put a lap together there. You're always sliding the different surface all over the place, as you said. And, that quite the challenge in itself, but it's an enjoyable challenge. I think, and that was probably one of the most satisfying things for me was, I qualified my teammates last year and being there or thereabouts, because it's just such a tough track and definitely suits me to the ground, that's for sure.
Now, if we see you go back-to-back, will we get a double roll off the car or a front flip like you did last year in Victory Lane?
I've retired the front, whatever somersault I used to do. My wife didn't quite like it, so she said, oh, that's enough of that. So I said, okay, well, you're the boss, so I gave it up.
we all know the old saying, happy wife, happy life, right?
Exactly.
Now, speaking of your wife, I always like to ask drivers this. They're on the road a lot, but who is the better cook in your family?
My wife by a country mile, but I tell you, with me on the grill, I'm pretty strong on the grill. Like, she's never cooking the steaks. I'm always cooking the steaks.
There we go.
I'm very lucky to have the support base I do, but yeah, she does an incredible job of looking after me, that's for sure.
We've always got to have one that keeps us supported. I understand that wholeheartedly. Now, you've got one win this season, and unfortunately, Indianapolis probably wasn't exactly how you wanted to, but it seems like the team's starting to rebound these last couple of weeks at Road America and before that. So where do you feel like you guys are at right now as we go into Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, look, I think, from my perspective, our pace has been really strong. All year, we've been really fast. I think we're probably an A in graded in pace, but probably a B minus in execution. Whether that's luck, whether that's me making a mistake or putting a race together or my team making a mistake, and we just haven't quite put it together. But I feel like we've had two reasonable results lately. Indy wasn't what we wanted, but, like I said, our pace was there. It's just a matter of putting it together. I don't think we're not far away from breaking through here. We've already got one win on the behind us, so I think we can win a couple more and definitely solidify a spot in the championship. That's for sure.
Now, early success over these first couple years here in IndyCar, are you a little surprised on how fast you've been able to pick up oval racing and the success that you've managed on the ovals?
Yeah, look, ovals I'm learning that a lot more, but I think. I've had great teammates to lean on and they've been really helpful with that, and certainly that's sped up my learning process. But, that's my next goal. I really want to win on an oval. It'll be my first win on an oval. I've been close, but, no guard just yet. So, that's my next goal, and hopefully we can make it happen. But certainly feel like I'm ready to win on an oval, that's for sure.
Certainly some opportunities coming forward. Scott, I want to ask you, obviously get into this podcast thing, the whole Bus Brothers. I was turned on to this recently. I had no idea what was going on, but it seems like it's got a very popular following. And do you feel that doing something like this has an impact on your fan base and maybe even your own personal brand?
Oh, absolutely. I think Bus Brothers become like it was just something that we just thought, oh, we'll see how we go and just do it. It ended up being pretty amazing. With the following we've got, the people that know me now from it, it's been great for my personal brand, as you said, and a lot of people sort of switched on to it. So we're very thankful for the fans and the people that support us. The year-on-year effect of it has been pretty incredible and something more than I actually thought it was ever going to be. So, it's very cool.
Now, when you put this on, I've seen a couple of you guys, you and Joseph, in different outfits and costumes. Do you have a favorite that you've done so far?
Probably last year we did an Indianapolis one where I was in a cow suit. That was pretty funny. And then I was actually at this race last year at Mid-Ohio. I wore an inflatable American Eagle suit. So it was called Jeff the Eagle, and it definitely... A lot of people people have got eagles at the front of their campsites now at racetracks, and they call it Jeff. So it's hard case. We've created a movement, and we're very proud of it. And it's something that we're definitely going to keep going on along here.
Now, speaking of the movement, it seems like it's catching on. As I was just talking with David earlier, he kind of gave me a little breaking news saying that he's going to be putting one on that's kind of making fun of you guys along with Will Power. Were you aware of this?
Hey, look, I wasn't aware of it, but look, if they're going to make fun of us, we can do a lot better job of making fun of ourselves. So they're going to have to work pretty hard to make it any good.
I cannot, as competitive as you guys are on the racetrack, and I know you're just as competitive off the racetrack, it seems like this could be something that could really fly across the IndyCar garage and really make some fun going forward.
Yeah, look, all I say is good luck, Steve. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well, Scott, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck. Enjoy your weekend off. Good luck on the golf course, and we'll see you at Mid-Ohio next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.